Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Wizards of Ecom. My name is Naomi, and I'll be your host. Today, we have the amazing Norman Farrar, aka the bearded guy. Ecom is an online marketing expert with 20-plus years of experience. Founder of PR Reach, AMZ Club, Honu Worldwide, and of course, host of Lunch with Norm Podcast. Norm, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure.
It's our pleasure to have you. And the main reason I wanted to have you on the show is because the fact that you are amazing and you're coaching and you're everywhere, right? what I love to learn about is press releases, because I think that it's a topic that it's mostly neglected, or people don't know about it, and sellers especially, they don't know how to take it or to their advantage and weaponize it. So I would like to cover these two parts, like understanding what press releases are and how you can really weaponize them. So first off, like, what are press releases and video releases?
Okay, so we could talk about, launching strategies and how you can utilize press releases with launching strategies, but it's not sexy. And so, after I explain exactly what I do for my launch strategy with press releases, people will ask me, oh, what do you do for your launch strategy? And it's just like, oh. So anyways, going back to your question, press releases or PR sometimes gets mixed up with public relations. Mm-hmm. So public relations is an event. So if you're either launching a website or some form of event that's going on, you want to announce that to the world. Press releases allows you to take that information and distribute it throughout the world or throughout the country or city or wherever you want to publish it. So it is tricky. It's not as simple as just going out there and finding a company on the internet and pressing a button. It could actually do your website or your listing harm, because it might be going out to junk links or junk sites.
That makes sense.
Give me one sec here. I got to just turn to make sure this is off. Yes, it's off. Good.
I'm also like closing out everything, like all the sites that I had here, because it's eating up lots of memory, and I just see you like, sorry, like in the Matrix. Great. So now that we understand press releases and we have a better understanding of how you can use them, at what stage of a product would you recommend using press releases? You were mentioning launches. At what stage do you think it makes most sense for you to start off with? Yeah.
Well, establishing a brand. So if you're on a Shopify site coming to Amazon and you've established a brand, or you're trying to establish a brand, you can start there. I like pre-launch. So I hear a lot of people talking about launch strategy. I've really heard nobody ask me, what's my pre-launch strategy? Great. And press releases can be a part of a pre-launch strategy. This is something that you could do a month out or 2 weeks out, but you want to announce to the world what you're doing and you want to get their attention. So some of the things that you can do is to go to a better distribution site. And what do I mean by that? There's sites that are free. You can just go out there. They'll send out, 200, send it out to 200 media outlets, but it's small town America and you don't get the quality links. Or you can go to one that might be $200 to $300 and that'll go out to a much better audience. Then you can go to ones that are $750 to $1,500 or even more. And you can be much more niche specific for much better distribution. So anyways, I just wanted people to know that there's also three types of press releases. Mm-hmm. So you've got your online press release, which most people think of, and that is just a press release that's online. It might have media outlets. You might be able to find it on search engines, but it's online based. The social media press release has all sorts of social signals built into it. It goes out to bloggers. It goes out to influencers, journalists. It's just a better, it's probably the best press release to use during a launch. But a pre-launch, probably the best press release is what I call a traditional press release, where it is a bit more expensive, but it goes out to 5,000 media outlets or 3,000. It covers a broad range. It covers periodicals. It covers usually niche magazines, and it hits all the social, all the journalists, the bloggers, the influencers. So you get a much better result. And to rank on Google, it'll give you that better result. And I'll give you an example. So we were working with a company. I think I was actually talking to Carlos about this. And I mentioned that we had a real job that we had to do, a tough job. And it was for Amazon. Excuse me for one second. Con, can you close the window? I can hear the... Of course, it's live, right?
So
bushes are being chopped, lawnmowers are going. Of course,
cat is meowing over there. It's fine.
Yeah. And now my dog, and say hi to the back side of my wife. There she goes. All right,
I love it. It's fine. No worries.
So, one of the things that we did early on when we were starting to launch the higher ranking press releases. Is a PPC company came to us, very well-known PPC company. They allowed us to even use their information in a case study because nobody would believe us. So we launched, we targeted three keywords, DSP advertising, advertising on Amazon, and Amazon advertising, I think. Anyways, with this one press release, we knocked Amazon off of first place, first and second place, and first place, depending on the keywords. Amazon called and said, what are you doing? How are you doing it? And stop. That's the power. And stop. Wow. We had to go back. We had to just remove as many as we could. And then they are allowing us to promote it on Google News, but not through the traditional means. But what this meant to our partner is... Amazon contacted them and asked them to join their team as a partner in their research and development because they were so impressed with their SEO. And he does have an incredible SEO guy, but this is just another way of getting in there and ranking. That's so amazing. Just think about that. Amazon got knocked out of place by one press release.
That's amazing. So everyone understands exactly, because you were touching on three different topics that I would like to talk about. First off, like good links versus bad links, like okay. Quality and versus unquality links. Second one, ranking. How does it helps rank your product, first off? Mm-hmm. And the third one, actually forgot. But these two, the first two, if you can touch on, it would be amazing.
Okay. So... depending on, and you can do this all yourself. You can research and reach out to influencers and bloggers and journalists. You could, for free, you can join Harrow, help a reporter out, and you'll see what they're pitching. And then you could, start working together with them. But it takes a long time to get a lot of the quality links. So the quality links like CNBC, CNN, Fox News, Fox networks, ABC, NBC, those are your news outlets. Then you've got your content delivery outlets, which is like MarketWatch, Reuters, Yahoo Finance, which can provide much better coverage. Then you've got radio, radios are online. And you also have the blogger network. So there's just a huge blogger periodicals, magazines. So depending on where you're going. So just to give you an example, let's say that you had a link. I'm just going to use a magazine. Let's say you got into Oprah, okay, her magazine, and then you got into Bob's Mics, okay, Bob Microphone.
Okay.
Bob's Microphone will get zero traffic. Oprah will get millions. So if I can get a link from Oprah to my, from the press release, that's going to help me out tremendously. There'll be high quality links. So when we're publishing something, you'll get a distribution report. You'll see 200, 300, 400. It's different every time because different people or different outlets pick up different magazines or different media outlets. But you'll get to check it out and you'll see that, you know, these are people that you would either know or they're like quality links. And it's important because those are more authority. Like a Dr. Phil would have a lot more than, you know, I don't know, a low ranking TV show. And that's the same thing with a press release. So there's a lot of press releases out there that have done it on the cheap. You pay nothing. You pay $20 and you get what you pay for. It's not going to do anything for you except give you a whole bunch of these garbage links. With a like a higher quality press release, you can get a lot more oomph because it's higher quality authority. Plus, if you take that press release and in the press release, you just have a, you could either do a deep link or a raw link back to your product listing or to your store. Now you've got 100, 200, 400 high quality links that are being associated with your store. So I've always found for 20 years, I've used press releases. When Amazon came around, I really never thought I could use press releases until I joined, I think it was through ASM where they were talking about it. And I went, oh man, maybe I'll just do my press release. And they were working. And they're still working, but I hear people and people contact me and say, it's not working. Well, did you just do one? What kind did you do? They went for the free one. Maybe they did the social media one, but they didn't set it up properly. And we can talk about that too. It's just like an Amazon listing. If you don't set it up, if you don't optimize it, it won't do anything for you. And I want to touch on this too. The importance of a press release is that it is going to give you authority. If people go and search, you know, Norm's Bully Sticks, right? They're going to see authority. They come from your Amazon listing. They're going to look for brand consistency or a brand. So they'll go to Google. What does your website look like? Does it suck? Is it consistent with your brand? What's your social media look like? What is the content? What are people writing about it? Well, if they see that, you know, NBC or Reuters or Yahoo Finance has just published something, they're going to take note. So it's very important for that. And how much can you get? So I did a presentation for a buddy of mine, and it was a large group. And I had a slide that I did the night before. So I put in the keyword and it went Chewy, Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, press release, press release, press release from 2016. This was last year. Four images, all mine. And like the whole page, the whole first page was me, my product. Then I clicked the second page. Every single page was about me, about my product, my brand, except for one. Now, I don't know about you, but if you can dominate Google on a keyword, and I know like my partner over at the chat agency, he's been on, Paul Barron. He does the same thing. He goes out, he gets press releases or influencers to publish online, and the better content, well, the content that's targeting those keywords gets published. And I know for the one, you know, he was seven positions out of, you know, the 10 that are on page one. So it's all about brand authority. Authority equals trust equals sales. It's that simple.
That's amazing. I just remember what was the third one. Amazon stopping you. Like, how did that happen? And can they do that? Or like,
they couldn't. But who's going to fight with Amazon?
Yeah, right. But it's like, I think it's like weird. Okay, us, like small beings here. How would you fight with them? Or how would you? What would you do in this case? In this scenario? Okay, you're really good, and you're like Amazon is contacting you to, hey, stop.
Yeah, and we would do the same thing too, because we don't want to get into any problems with it. Amazon. They have way more money than all of us put together. Well, maybe not Carlos, but
shout out to Carlos.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a lot of other ways to work with content, and even with a press release, okay, we can get them on to Google News, and that was okay. So, all right. We're going to hit up Google News. We're not necessarily going to go after. And if we knew that if we changed the type of press release from that traditional one to a social media press release, it would lower the rank. It would just give you positioning under. So that's an easy way, an easy fix to you know, work around that.
Got it. Is there a way also how to track? I assume these are organic sales coming through?
Yeah, there's no way. And here's people will say, oh, we pixeled your press release and got very little traffic. That's right. You're going to get very little traffic. If you think, and like this is the, I always, you know, when I'm talking to sellers, it's like check your ego at the door. Nobody is going to wake up and go on to CNN or MSNBC or whoever, type in Norm's bully sticks and wait for, you know, that press release. Nobody's going to do that. So it's not like you're getting a ton of traffic. What you're getting is those authority links and the ranking, so you can be seen to justify a person's mindset that they'll buy your product, and you've got the authority and you're trusting, so they'll make the sale. So it's the links that are going back. And also, by the way, I should mention, so we'll publish a press release on PR Reach. It'll go onto our site. The distribution network, the syndication networks that we use, they're separate. So to get a real accurate count, you'd have to pixel each one of those, and it would be impossible.
Got it. So basically,
you can't track it.
Actually, now that you gave me an idea about ranking, you might be able to track it only like the keywords. If you're ranking, let's say, like organic position, it's 20, and now you're 5, you know, like right away, you know.
Okay. So we did this on that example. Uh-huh. So I did a press release. I'm not sure if it was for the group, but I did it 24 hours in advance. Mm-hmm. Okay. We had 279 ranked keywords, phrases within 24 hours. We had 170 on page one. We had 131 ranked in number one on Google within 24 hours. And there, a lot of them weren't great keywords. A lot were 4 or 5 keywords long that made no sense, but there were definitely keywords that made a lot of sense, like bully stick launch, Amazon, bully stick, Amazon, stuff like that, where you couldn't do that. And the other thing about press releases, by the way, so if you're really into data and you want to analyze where your sales are, let's say it's in a community around Miami, and you want to take the suburbs, and if you can find communities with about 350,000 people, if you put the title in suburb, you'll be number one for all the main keywords overnight, like in that community, to drive more sales.
That's amazing. That actually brings up a next question. So I'm also good friends with Alina of AZRank and also with Isabella. And what they are doing is like ranking. And now it's something like really important that I wasn't aware about. Something that I found that is just like long tail keywords actually are performing better than like high search volume keywords. Is that applies here as well, or how like
It's exactly what we do when we're doing our keyword research. Is very different than a lot of people do when they're finding their product opportunity. With us, first we'll go in and make sure that we're getting a buying keyword, not a browsing keyword. So very quickly, browsing keyword might be pet treat, pet chew, dog chew. A buying keyword would be bully stick, but bully stick might have 200,000 searches, way too heavy. So we want to go and look for what we call a primary long tail, organic bully stick, grass-fed bully stick. And then we take those two words and we run this in Helium 10. So we'll get the Cibro report. There'll be thousands and thousands of keywords, but we use one of their advanced filters that we just put the two keywords separated by a comma, and then you'll get a list. So organic, 6-inch organic bully sticks, natural grass-fed organic bully sticks. We'll take a look at the search volume of the long tails, and then we put them into the press releases and into content, which I'd love to talk about how you leverage content at some point in this podcast.
Sure. And here also, like you were saying, like long tail, for example, some customers already know which ones are working well for them. Would you use those ones or would you like put up your own findings?
Well, if you can find the best converting keywords, those are probably the best ones to use. You might have a keyword that you're targeting that really sucks. It might have high search volume, but it has no sales. So I know that our team uses seller tools. We use Helium 10 for Cibro, but there's something in seller's tools that shows us, based on search volume, the keyword, what type of sales that are anticipated. So we can look and we can see very quickly, oh, we're not going to target that one that has 10,000 search volume when you only get 50 sales. We can go after the one with 1,000 that might get 100 sales. And that's one of the things that we'll do, making sure, even if you're looking at your PPC reports, if you don't have seller's tools or if you don't have access to Helium 10, just look at your seller reports, your search term reports, or your information within Seller Central and start targeting those types of keywords, the keywords that are making your product hot.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense totally. And for example, if someone decides to go with you and like to try out the press release, how many keywords are you usually going to target in this scenario?
You can target, we'll use one anchor link. So that's one that's linked back, and that's usually that raw link that goes back to your listing. Right now, the way that we work it, it's very simple. We put the main keyword. So you can weave keywords into the 300 to 500 word press release. Don't keyword stuff. Make it sound natural. Put out multiple press releases. It's the best way to do it. But in your title, you want to make sure that your brand's not in your title. You don't have to have it in your title. Nobody cares about your brand. So you might as well use it for keywords. You can add, one or two keyword phrases if you can weave it, but make it sound natural, just like your listing, and then maybe a benefit. And there's so many things that you can write about that most people that have never worked with press releases, what do I do? I've got a product launch. I've got a website. You can write about the product. You can write about benefits. You can write about features. You can write about instructions. You can write about an event that you're going with. You can write about the ingredients in the within the product. There's so many things that you can talk about in a press release that it's almost endless. I had to write, get this, for like 2 years, I wrote about toe fungus. Ask me any question about toe fungus, and we had to do 2 to 4 press releases on toe fungus. Not a sexy topic. And how do you come up with that many press releases on toe fungus. So, yeah, I'm a toe fungus expert.
That's great. It's interesting that you're mentioning no brand name in within the release. Why is that?
Well, because you won't see it in the press release. I'd rather see a title that doesn't have dot, 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 you know, mm-hmm. truncated. If you put too many, first of all, I think there's a 70 character limit before it goes dot, dot, dot. You don't need it in there. Where you need that is in your paragraph or in your press release, right? So title, main keyword, there's a summary. That summary is 160 characters, and it's very similar to Twitter. It's going to go out. Journalists are going to see that through the network that will blast it out to. So journalists, they don't want to read the press release. They just want to see the summary. Keyword and brand is in there. Then you can write the body. The body within the first paragraph has the keyword in it. And you also want to have the raw link right after the first paragraph. So to learn more, boom. Mm-hmm. If you want to use the word I, or like in first person, you have to talk in quotes, okay? If you start talking first person rather than third, it'll be rejected unless you're working with one of the garbage networks and they'll accept it because it's garbage. And for a lot of people who have never written a press release, get used to having your press release rejected. And what happens is like companies like what we do and other companies, they have an editor on staff. They go through because it's very different to write a press release than a blog article, and they'll reject it, let you know what it is. They won't replace it. You'll have to fix it. And then you can move on. A lot of the areas within the press release, like if you're looking at the anatomy of a press release, just to stay on topic with the SEO, is you can interweave whatever you want. I try not to repeat too many times. You can use other, like bully sticks, maybe use pixel, P-I-Z-Z-L-E. That's another word for bully stick. You know, so it might be targeting a few of those. Or very broad browsing keywords, like dog treat. You know, might be in there just to offer something else in there. But the anatomy to continue going on. So you've got the content. There's so many people that put in press releases that don't want to give their contact information.
Why?
So how are you going to get contacted? We'll ask, oh, do you not want your contact information? No, I don't want to make a name up, you know, just make a name. Well, what about your email? Oh, I don't want that. What about your address? Oh, can't see. Well, how are you going to get the exposure if you don't want that information in? And on top of that, we were talking just before the podcast, you'll also get benefit because if you're using an address in Google My Business or other types of citations, you'll be able to link the press release will give that authority too. So, you know, it'll match. Don't forget about social media. So all your social media channels should show. It'll also allow you usually to put a YouTube channel and an embedded YouTube video, and I'll tell you about that in a sec, which is really cool. And then at the end, you can either attach white papers, research, images, logo. One thing I can tell you is when you put in your website, don't try to outthink the algorithm. You're not allowed to put in any promotion. If you have a pop-up that comes up 15 seconds later, Google could shut down your domain. It's not allowed. It's 100% against it. And if you do this and you're caught, the PR distribution companies will just reject your PR from, you know, and it's not everybody, but a lot will just, you know, forget it. They broke the rules. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the very quick anatomy of the press release.
Got it. So in this scenario, someone wants to work with you. How does that look like?
Well, we recommend that they don't write it unless they're a press release writer. So they would just contact us. We would take their information. We would get their bullet points on what the product is. We also need the ASIN. We take a look at it. We usually do a quick listing audit, and then we come back with some ideas, write it, and there we go. It's very simple.
That's super straightforward. You're mentioning about keywords in this scenario that, so just to give you a short list of my understanding. So you have keywords, you have press release, you're going to include those keywords into that press release. And for how long, or does it has a lifespan, that keyword or that article written?
So last year in August 19th, okay, I did that that presentation. And when I showed the keyword, it was from 2016, a press release I did. Not even with my company. I didn't own a press release company then. It was a different press release company that I was working with. Mm-hmm. So they can last very long, or they can just get drilled down because of competition. Competitive keywords, it will last so long. Longer tail ones you might see, like especially like in the title, they have a tendency of sticking around a bit longer because people are not targeting those keywords. One of the things I really think is so important to bring up is linking content to a press release. So within the press release, you can have a link going back to a blog article. Okay, that blog article would be published first. So you might be talking about the 10 benefits of bully sticks for elderly dogs. And you'd have the information there. You'd have a 1500 to or more content blog article. You might even do a very simple YouTube video, which is about the 10 tips, and embed it into your blog article. Mm-hmm. Now, a week later, you might talk about changing it around a bit, how organic natural bully sticks provide healthy digestion for elderly dogs, or research is proven, and link that to your content. So what happens is when it gets published, when both are published, one links back to the other, and now you're getting the 400 links. Google is absolutely loving content because it's content and education from your content. And YouTube is linked to both the PR and to the content. And it's a match made in heaven. It really does work really nice. And nobody does this.
Why do you think nobody does that?
Because it's not sexy. It's like my toe fungus. Not my toe fungus, my toe fungus product.
Story. Yeah, that's interesting. Do you think it's like it's not sexy, or simply people don't or are not aware
it's
of it?
It's old school. That's the thing. People want tactics. People want hacks. They want to get things done ASAP. If they do it the long way, if they publish a press release, now, I'm not talking about launch because it's a completely different launch strategy. Mm-hmm. But if you're building an authority, if you're building a brand, the cheapest way to get national exposure is a press release. There's no cheaper way that you can get East Coast, West Coast promotion other than a press release that'll rank, that could stay, if you do your research properly, that could be around for years, decade. You can't beat it. And it's lifetime. So we talk about this because the press release company is also a public relations company. So when we're doing public relations, you don't get instant results. You get results that pay back 50 to 100% return, but it's over a longer period of time because it hangs around. You get authority. You're building your brand. So, and that's the same thing with press releases. And if you're not getting, like we've had people call and say, oh, this is horrible. I put a pixel on your website and I got like 200 people. Yeah, but what about the other 400? I can't argue with people like that.
True. If your mind is blocked, you cannot open it. Like you have to open your own mind. This clearly, you were mentioning about cost. What are the upfront costs if you decide to go either with a press release, like a written, either video press release?
So there is a done for you press release. So this is taking your information and having it done. And you could probably find writers that'll do it for, you know, it could be $18. It could be $50. I would run and hide. Okay. And I can tell you why, because they're probably content writers and they're probably very low quality. A really good press release writer will probably range from $100 to $200, maybe even higher. For us, it's $100. So, and we get it all set up. We make sure that the spelling, the grammar, everything's okay. And then we just pass it through. And that's at roughly around $100 for the distribution and up. So most people can get away with the $100 distribution. But if you want something to stick, something that's going to last, like a pre-launch, I would go with the higher priced one. So that's about the cost. I know that some press release companies go and take a look at different packages. You usually will get a much better deal, not just from us, but from other companies as well, when you do two or more, or if you do a monthly subscription. And anybody that's in Amazon or in e-com or in business, if they're not doing a monthly subscription, I don't know. It's the easiest and cheapest way to build a brand. It's so inexpensive, and it's so easy to do. You know, a subscription is what I would test. If you're testing one and you're thinking to get, you're going to get a lot of results, don't even waste your money.
Got it. Like, actually, for me, like, thinking of how much do you invest in PPC versus this, like, it's super, super cheap compared to that, you know? But I think
you use it together, right? So I don't like just one. I was talking to somebody today on my podcast, and they do one thing and they do it extremely well, and it works out for them. Uh-huh. However, like, I don't know. I come from old traditional marketing where I'm hitting it from every angle. So if I can get press release, if I can get it on Google My Business, if I can get it on pure content, you know, driving backlinks, having and building high quality social media, driving ads back over to the site, these are all things that go along with it. PR or the press releases are just part of the marketing plan for us.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that what I meant to say is, like, it's like an expensive price compared to how much you invest in PPC on a daily budget. Like, it's like a fraction of it.
So it's a fraction.
It's super affordable. This is what I try to say. Super, super affordable. You wouldn't believe it. Something that I noticed, so we are clear about what press releases are. On Amazon, it shows editorial recommendations. Are those press releases? That's it.
So we, like at PR Reach, we work with editorial recommendations. Editorial recommendations are, they're getting, if you're approved, into a magazine. So that could be Field and Stream, Oprah, whatever it is, Yoga Today. And those will be shown. There's usually three: editor's choice, one pick. I don't know. There's three of them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that gives you an additional 10 to 30% in sales. That's what our figures are. It's 10 to 30% by being into editor's choice, not a press release. It's a magazine article. And the play on there for the magazine is usually an affiliate fee. The magazine gets paid for getting into Amazon and promoting your product.
Got it. Okay, so then it would be how much or how can you use that part as well? Like, to use press releases, like the usual way, and also use those ones as well. How would that play out?
Well, if somebody wanted an editorial recommendation, they would provide it to the service provider. So let's just say it's through us. We would take the listing. We would take the keywords that want to be that they want to come up for. And then we would put it to the, or try to contact the different magazines. And then it takes about a month. It could take 2 months before you get approval. And then once you get approval, that's when the payments come up every month. Now there is an upfront fee for it as well. It's not a lot of money, but you pay something, whether it's through our company or through others. You pay to play. And usually, well, not usually, if you don't get published, the money that was paid up front, it, at least from ours, gets returned fully, 100% refund.
Mm-hmm. Okay, makes sense. I don't know. You just like said a lot of super, super, super exciting things. And for me personally, yes, I want to do my first editorial. Going to get in touch with you guys because this sounds super, super exciting. I think, are there any questions that I should have asked that I haven't?
Well, there's one thing you might want to look at if you do look at the site, which is kind of unique. So my partner, Shane Oglo, he came up, he developed this. I don't know how he did this, but anyways, he came up with this amplification system of content. And it's called Brand Builder. It's expensive. It's not cheap. But what it allows you to do is take a press release, content, basically a podcast that's never heard, Google Slides, I mean, everything that you can possibly think of. And it blasts it out with one blast to build your brand. And I don't care what brand you are, you'll notice a difference right off the bat for any of the keywords that you're marketing. And the reason why you get, this is different than even the best press release. The best press release is built in, plus the content, plus this, plus that. It's called Brand Builder. So if somebody's interested in that, you can take a look at it. We've never met, but I'm not a guy that pitches. So, you know, you can take a look at it. If you're interested, fine. But you know, like today, I think press releases are the topic, and it's so important to just give it a try and give it a try with the content. So write your blog article. Don't skimp out. Don't do 250 words. Don't do 500 words. It's 1,500 words. And if you want it to continue to work for you, that 1,500 word blog article that's connected to the press release, every month, every quarter, add another 250 words.
That makes sense. I love that how you are building up top. You don't necessarily like need to come up every time with something new, which is amazing. Norm, to wrap up, or before we wrap up, I love to ask two questions. First off, what are your three favorite books and why?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to stick to one of my favorite books. I talk about this a lot. It's changed my life, completely changed my life and business. Mm-hmm. And that is E-Myth by Michael Gerber. I read it in 1995. I went to the academy and it showed me how to systemize. So automate, systemization, SOPs, policies and procedures. And it's great because I've been involved with some hyper-growth companies. Mm-hmm. And without that, you could never get to where, I mean, the company would fall apart, which leads me to another book, which author escapes me. Oh, I feel bad, but it's Crossing the Chasm.
Okay.
So, and that is trying to get across the chasm when you are in a hyper-growth company. So it was really made for tech, but it is a great book. That's one I would definitely take a look at. Another one is more of a personal book. And this one is called The Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. And anybody who has it is a very simple book. It's a very simple read. You'll read it in a night. But the information that's in that book can change your life, can change your perspective on what you think or how you think. And it's just four simple things. So that was another one that I would probably suggest.
That's amazing. And my second question is like, how can people get a hold of you? How can they say hi? How can they know more about your services?
Yeah. So probably to learn more about the services, Norman Farrar, normferrar.com. I've got a website that, and it kind of goes through the different companies. They can reach out at norm@amz.club.com. And I have a podcast called Lunch with Norm, and it happens every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time.
And it happened also today in the recording. Thank you. You're amazing. Thank you so, so much for this. Was really a wealth of information. And I, as I said, I think that we really touched on all the points possible that someone should ask themselves, okay, what to do? What's next? You know, when should they use this strategy, or is this strategy really working? So I think that we nailed, I mean, you nailed that part. So thank you so much once again for being on the show. And for everyone who's still listening to us, thank you so much for listening, and hope to see you back on next Monday when I'll be back. Bye.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.